something. Next Sunday we have a big day. And every Sunday is a big day because we celebrate Jesus coming back to life. But guess what next Sunday is?
What, Easter?
No, it's not Easter. We're getting close. Next Sunday is Baptismal Sunday. And here's what it is. There's two people sitting up here that have made a profession of faith, and they're going to get baptized next Sunday morning. But we're also opening up to our entire church family. If you've ever made a profession of faith and never been baptized, never been immersed, we invite you to come next Sunday. Just bring your shorts and t-shirt. You see, a lot of people don't understand that the Bible teaches that baptism is like this. The first thing you have to do is you have to put your faith in who?
Jesus.
That's the very first thing. But then the Bible teaches that when you put your faith in Jesus, the next step is baptism. Now, I want you to understand something. It does not save you. But what baptism does is it tells other people that you are saved and that you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's your first sermon to preach. And it's not for just children to preach. It's not for just teenagers. It's for anyone that places their faith in Christ to follow the Lord in what is called believer's baptism. So next Sunday, that's going to be a cool deal. And I invite you to show up and I invite you to be baptized if you've not done that yet. Okay? But it does not save you. It is important and it's cool. But it also is a little scary because you think, what's going to happen up there? Well, I promise you, I haven't drowned anybody yet. I promise you that. No, that ain't going to happen, all right? So let's pray, and let's pray that next Sunday would be a really neat Sunday as we celebrate the Lord's baptism, okay? Let's pray. Father, help us to understand that the Bible teaches to go make disciples, and the way we do that is by going and baptizing. But then it says teaching them to obey. Being a Christian is about obeying your word, not just becoming a Christian. And that's a process, and I look forward to next Sunday and what you're going to do. For it's in Jesus' name. All right.